how big is it in just the mindset for your club to have a day here to kind of sit back, enjoy where they are right now after the success you've had in these first couple of games?
It's all physical, to be honest with you. We need the day to recover from two really fast, especially the Minnesota was very fast, and of course the St. Louis was quite a physical effort to recover. The mindset doesn't necessarily change. We've worked on feeling strong and feeling positive going into those, the last month and a half before every game. So it's a down day here. So we're not, the guys will enjoy being around each other, but it's spend as little emotional and physical energy as you can, get the bodies right, get the rehab in, get some guys skating to prepare for tomorrow.
What's it like to go through all your preparation for training camp, the regular season up to this point, and realistically be one win away from achieving a goal to get in?
Well, you know what? That seems like a long time ago. And where we are right now, I think we felt like we were in that in the last 6 weeks probably, certainly in the last two. But it doesn't feel like any different day than 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. We've got hockey to be played. We can handle our own destiny right now. And that's a good feeling because we like the way we're playing.
Is it important for today to be like it was 3 weeks ago, an off day between games?
We've talked about building routines from day one, right to the point of how do you handle a loss, what the day looks like, after the New York game. Those days were important too, just like this one. So I wouldn't say, clearly you get to this part of the year, there's more on the line, but our routine wouldn't change. So they pretty much knew exactly what was going to happen. We did some video. They'll loosen up, put some guys on the ice. So it's a normal day for them, which is really important.
Did you come out unscathed from that tough one last night?
Yeah, we did. We had some stitches and some bumps and bruises, but everybody that played last night, I'm hoping to actually feel stronger. Concern going into the St. Louis game, because from ice level, that Minnesota game was a very high-paced shift-to-shift game. There weren't lulls in the game, very much like a playoff atmosphere. Then there's a cost to that. That's why you don't play back-to-back games in the playoffs. And going into St. Louis, that was first and foremost on my mind. Would we have the energy, mental and physical, to play the game we would have to win? And we did. So getting some rest here today, a bit of a down day, and we may actually be healthier tomorrow than we were in our last two games.
Something we've talked about, it seems like it's almost a trend here over the last few weeks, just the depth your quote-unquote bottom six forwards have been able to score some big goals for you here lately.
Well, you know what, and when you get to a four-line rotation a little bit more, and I think all the teams are in that right now, your first line's playing against the other team's first, and your so-called fourth is playing usually against the other team's fourth. So if you're better, if your first line can hold, if they come out even in the game and your fourth line's one better, it's no different than any other matchup or rotation. They know that, too. They feel it because they've had some success. So they're not just stepping on the ice going, well, we're waiting until Scheifele or Little's line comes out and then we have a chance to score. A little bit of confidence. I think sometimes with the guys that are in the lower minute guys, the confidence is harder to come by because just aren't enough great events. And even more important, you'll see those guys, and I think you see it, Jimmy Slater's play right now is as good as it's been all year. They get a little confidence because they've earned it. It goes a long way.
Does that bring the group even tighter together at this time of the year too?
Well, the guys, when Blake Wheeler and Andrew Ladd are on that bench and they see Chris Thorburn score a goal, that's huge for those guys too. I don't know that takes the pressure off them is the right word, because the pressure's always on those guys. But it certainly brings the room closer together. Aside from scoring, playing more minutes. Having those guys that don't get to play a whole lot now playing more because we're deeper, they feel like they're a big part of the win. And you need those goals like that to reinforce their importance to our team.
Now about the challenges of Colorado, a team that you've been able to pick up some points against so far, but kind of a scary team too when you look at just they're out, but they're still playing pretty hard.
They play hard. Their goaltender can beat you. The danger here is the skill level is very high, and there is a bit of a change on the risk profile. Now, they're not cheating the game, and then they're working hard, so it's going to be a tough game. But they'll be willing to make some plays. There's no cost to a mistake for them right now, so they'll push that envelope a little bit harder. But you face all different kinds of challenges. Our last two games, both those teams came to play and play hard. We'll face the same thing tomorrow.